recording, you see.
It is recording. It is recording. Well, hello, everyone. I was going to say morning then, but it's only morning here. Depends what time it is that they're listening to this. Yeah, morning, everyone. Chapter 4, Keto Chapters. Who knew we would be a we'd get this far down? Four episodes. So we are in an unusual location, which
top
means...
secret.
Top secret with an unusual group. So the reason for no video is that we're in a field, and we're undercover of a marquee, and we're having a little bit of a meetup with some of the ambassadors. So we thought we'd do it in a field, you know, socially distanced and all that sort of jazz. We're about to sort of have some coffee and some bacon sandwiches, which would be rather nice. So anyway, we've got with us, because they live like the other side of the planet, or it feels like it, we've got with us Chris and Dan.
Hello.
You sat the wrong way around.
No, you're not Chris Dan.
No, because on the sofa they sit the other way around. I just looked up and I'm looking at Dan and thinking Chris should be there. Chris is always on the right. It's a bit like Ant and Dec. But so I'll hopefully not get them confused now. Obviously we've done a interview with Sue about her journey. And in between time since releasing Sue's video, we've then announced our ambassador group, of which Chris and Dan were obviously top of the list. Well, maybe second up. Maybe. Actually, did they fill it? Were they?
Were they fill the gaps?
Were they reserves?
First the worst, second the best.
Anyway, so I wanted to sort of have a chat with them, get their story, because actually, as much as we've known each other for 6 months or so online, and yes, we've met briefly at one of our 3D workshops, we don't know a huge amount. We've just got a wasp coming in. So actually, the reason for the interview is we want to know why you chose to do this, and maybe even sort of other attempts, other stuff, you know.
The stuff we can't speak about anymore.
Yeah, the stuff we can't speak about anymore. Those words. So anyway, so the voice you're hearing now is Daniel Dawson.
Hello.
Right, mate. Tell us a little bit about you first, rather than weight loss journey. So, you know, what do you do? Where do you live? Blah, blah, blah.
So we're from Aberdeen, aren't we?
Are you born and bred that area?
No, Peterhead. So it's about 30 miles north of Aberdeen.
Right, so you're a fairly local lad. I mean, yeah, okay. And have you always lived up there?
Yeah, I have. I was in Norwich area for about 6 months.
Was you?
Yeah.
Why did you go to Norwich? Not that there's anything wrong with Norwich, but, you know, just in case.
His family are from Norwich before they relocated up to Peterhead.
All right. So in Aberdeen, what do you do? Tell us what you do.
So I work on the railway.
Fab.
Been on there for about 15 years.
15?
15 years.
Really?
Yeah. So I started when I was, 19?
As a boy. Straight out of school.
No. I worked in hotel catering before that.
Ah, yeah, of course. So Chris often mentions that you are a chef.
I'm not qualified, though.
Well, but you worked in the industry.
Yeah, I worked in the industry, yeah, for about 2 years, I think.
For particular hotels or...?
Hotels in Aberdeen.
Right, okay. Right.
And some in Norwich as well.
Okay. Were you kitchen-based?
Kitchen-based, yeah, to begin with. I went front of house, hence why I got onto the railway.
You prefer dealing with customers?
Dealing with customers than dealing with staff.
So what's your position then on the trains?
So train manager, so a guard, train
right,
guard.
Right, yeah. Okay.
So it's quite good.
And you spend a lot of your time just basically on the move,
On the move, between Aberdeen and Edinburgh.
Right, so let's talk about sort of food and keto.
So I found keto about a year ago now, I think, August last year.
Okay.
And it came across you guys on YouTube.
Not that early though, was it?
It was one of the other, I think the marathon one, I think it was, you put up.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't find us in October though, did you? Mm-hmm. Did you? Took you ages to get in touch with us.
He was watching you in the background very discreetly for a good 3 or 4 months before he actually contacted you.
Because we didn't actually hear about Daniel Dawson until December.
I knew your faces from like September-ish onwards because he was always watching the various videos of yours on YouTube.
Oh, blimey.
So it was on the free recipe library. Done a few
recipes.
Right,
okay. So you were loitering in there, were you?
Yeah.
Right,
and then enjoyed it. And I was off work sick with an injured back.
Oh, okay.
During that time.
He didn't pick Keto up very well to begin with, in my opinion. He was making the mistake a lot of people make, where everything has to be fried and it's always bacon and eggs. You were struggling with it a bit because you weren't doing it right until he found you guys.
Actually, keep hold of the microphone, because obviously the voice that you keep hearing is Christopher.
Hello.
We normally just call him Chris, but you know, Christopher is your
Sunday name.
Is your Sunday name, yeah. And it is a Sunday. It is a Sunday. So we're good. We're good to go. So you obviously also live up in Aberdeen, but you're not from Aberdeen. Everyone can work that one out.
How did you guess?
It's only occasionally that northeast accent comes out, though.
I've not lived in the northeast for close to 20 years now. So I've been away from it a long time.
But you were talking to somebody recently, and I heard you sort of say, and I thought, I can hear that northeast accent. I can't remember what it was that you said, but I was like, I can suddenly hear it.
It was the town I'm from, because I was about how I say it.
When I first moved into hotels and I had a full-on Manc accent, I was told, drop it. You can't have that accent. Yeah, I was told, drop it, because you can't have that accent working with the public.
I worked in travel for a lot of years, and I used to stand up with a microphone and do welcome meetings in hotels abroad. And we were always told to try and tone down.
Yeah, an accent, tone down the accent, yeah.
Just to make us more understandable, basically, because the northeast accent is very fast. And that was the real big thing. That's why I had to try and learn to slow down.
So, go on then. So, live in Aberdeen.
Yeah.
I've
been up there 3 years, and I also work with Daniel on the trains, but I have a different position. I'm what they call a customer experience host, which Daniel affectionately refers to me as a trolley dolly on a train. So I work with food and drink every day, basically.
Yeah. And that's a bit limited at the moment, isn't it?
It's very limited at the moment. It's very limited at the moment. It's a different experience at the moment for the customers and for the staff,
So tell us your little journey into keto, because...
I was bullied into it.
No, you weren't. Daniel wouldn't do that.
He wasn't bullied into it. I started it in January, and I lost a good fair amount in the first month. And someone seen the results and thought, oh, I might give that a try. So when we come back from holiday in February, he started keto with me full time.
I had said all along I would give it a go after the holiday, in my defense, but I got on the scales after the holiday, and that definitely...
Dan came to Newcastle workshop and then down to London. So was the holiday before then or after then?
Between.
Right, so the holiday was in between those two workshops. Yeah. Because right? It felt like there was a week between them. I had no idea. I honestly can't remember.
It's about a month.
Was it? Right, okay. So in the era long before we had to socially distance and, you know, not allowed more than 3 people in a room at a time, we were actually running these workshops. And yeah, so you two came down from Aberdeen to London.
Yeah, I had to sell it as a weekend in London to begin with, because he wasn't that keen on sitting in a room with strangers talking about food.
And at the end of the session?
He loved it.
Yeah.
Hasn't looked back.
And actually, I think we've all sort of said it today when we sort of like bumped into each other, it's like, wow, the difference in the way you look. I mean, we haven't seen you since, obviously, February. So we are now, what, middle, late August.
I just hit my 3 stone in weight lost in the last week. So I'm 3/4 of the way through the target I set myself for the end of the year by the time I hit the 4-0.
Wow.
It's been a big ego boost this weekend, I'll say. When I've seen a lot of people over the last few weeks being back at work, a lot of people I've not seen for months. The like I said, the push on my ego has been incredible, because everyone's noticed.
Yeah. I think in some respects, because we haven't seen people for several months, obviously you've had the time to make the transition in almost in secret, and then you sort of bump into people and go, oh my God, what's happened to you? Because it doesn't feel like it's been 6 months. I'll say that. It doesn't feel like it's been 6 months since we last saw you.
It's been really nice, actually, because there's been a lot of bad things about this year, but one thing I have and a lot of people in Keto Fitness Club have is a lot of us have come out of it with positives.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we talked a bit about this with Sue. Obviously, within the club, I think we've sort of, the way that we've used Zoom, the way that we've sort of been able to use that to come together has sort of actually helped us all get through it.
Definitely, without a doubt. I didn't take well to being taken off of my work. I felt lost because work gives you a routine in life to follow. Yeah. And the routine became my Zooms. The Keto Fitness Club, that was what we kind of lived our week by the days.
Zooms. Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't you agree? I suppose we've got, I mean, because we've got like sort of, what, almost one every other day. And
I think so, we get a day off on a Wednesday.
You get, unless you're asked to go in to do a workshop. You get a day off. I don't get a day off. The only day we don't have anything planned is a Friday. That's the only day in our diary that we don't go online and do something. And I'm sure that the slave driver, she'll fill it with something at some point soon. So working, because now you've gone back to work, and following this lifestyle, you two are known for this.
Meal prep.
If you don't meal prep.
That was there'll be a horn sound there. Can we put a train horn in there?
No.
Oh, please. Yeah, but your meal, even before Chris got involved, your meal prep was pretty legendary. You were sort of posting about all of the meals. Was that the time when he started to get involved?
You were doing it before, but it really became a thing when we both were doing
it. Yeah, I remember seeing Dan sort of like post in the group, and he was like, meals prep for an entire week.
My introduction to your recipes was through WTF, and Daniel went to work for the day, and I was given a list of recipes out of WTF and told to make them. So I spent a full afternoon making all these dishes. It was the weekend before you met me, actually.
Was it?
So I think you knew the photos. I remember you commenting.
Right.
And my treat to myself at the end of it was my very first fathead pizza made by my own hands. And I loved it, and I've never looked back. Pizza's my favourite food.
Was it?
And I would not have managed this if I couldn't have pizza. So honestly, fathead is my thing.
It's one of the first things we sort of give to people as well, because we make it every workshop. We gave it to Sandy. If anyone ever comes round for dinner, then we would always give them pizza, just purely because it I don't know, we've got the connotation that pizza is junk food, yet we can make pizza a different way, you know.
Definitely. I always post pictures of pizza because it's my favorite food. That's all I'll say.
And without the egg is even better. It's like a thin crust base.
Was it you that tried the egg without the egg first?
We weren't the first to do it. There was a few other people did the no egg thing, and I followed on from them, posted about it, and it's getting quite common now. It makes a thinner,
even I've tried it,
thinner crust. I find it easy to manage the actual dough when I'm, because I use the pizza tray to shape it, so because I like my perfectly round shape. I find it a lot easier to shape and manage for me, and I've never liked deep dish or anything like that. I always like thin bases, what suits me.
Yeah. Dan had nothing to give there apart from just keep making me pizza. That's fine.
Oh yeah, he doesn't make them now.
Does he not?
Never makes them. I always make the pizzas now. He never makes them.
You're better at them, that's why.
I don't get compliments very often on my cooking, so thank you.
You'll take that. So actually, I was just about to say, who is the better cook out of the two of you?
Well, I think Chris has come on a lot since he first started, because when I first met him, he done pasta bake, and it was out of a jar in the oven, 20 minutes done. He thought that was cooking. But now he's doing pizzas, breads, ice creams.
Do you enjoy
creams.
It?
Yeah. All my cooking was literally out of boxes and packets and jars. I didn't make anything from scratch. I never had in my life. I wasn't confident. And one of the beauties from having the time off work. It's really, really helped me get the confidence.
Yeah.
And I would say to anybody who's starting out, honestly, just go for it. The recipes follow. Michelle's favorite phrase, she always says, trust the process.
Trust the process.
Trust the process. So trust the recipes. And honestly, and if you if you're stuck at all, go to the group and ask.
I mean, the recipes have in the books have been made by not just us, but by lots of people over and over and over. And yeah, they get tweaked every now and then, but we know that they work, but occasionally, you know, there's what Michelle likes to sort of call it a work in progress. Something doesn't quite sort of look exactly the same, but who cares? You just made an alternative version of a Arctic roll. So, well, yeah, I know. So Michelle obviously runs one of the member sessions, making an Arctic roll, and Dan decided to not make an Arctic roll.
Baked Alaska.
So same ingredients, just made it in a different shape. Did you blowtorch it?
Under the grill.
All right.
We need to get a blowtorch. That's next kitchen gadget.
Next kitchen gadget. Oh, yeah, let's talk about kitchen gadgets. Oh, yeah. So, of course. So Michelle took a weekend off, family holiday with her husband and boys. And Chris stepped in and led the session. What did you make?
The batter.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Everything batter.
Everything in batter.
Yeah, we had battered pickles, battered fish, battered chicken,
Scotch eggs. I actually don't understand how Alison managed to cook those.
That was a genius idea from Alison, I've got to say. On record here, honestly, and it looked incredible, and we're definitely going to try it as well next time we do it.
I might try and make some mini ones. So it must be the size of a football by the time she finished it.
Yeah.
Kitchen gadgets. Somebody mentioned in the group ages ago, you cooked, what was it you cooked in the Ninja? Was it the bacon cheeseburger pie?
Yes, it was.
You made that in there.
We kept dropping this Ninja in. I think me and Daniel were the first ones to have them, and now several months later, it's the go-to gadget.
It was a small one, wasn't it? So these little Ninja cookers sort of come in various sizes. Chris said he made this bacon cheeseburger pie in the Ninja. I couldn't get my head around it. I honestly couldn't get my head around it. And then I can't remember who bought the second Ninja and bought the sort of like the upgrade.
It was either Gemma or Stuart. I'm sure it was.
Stuart.
It was one of them. They're about the same time, roughly.
Yeah. But then Stuart started to post about making yogurt and making all sorts of stuff. And now we've got one. Now we've got one. We've almost got a splinter group of Ninjas. I've said this to Chris. He needs to sort of come up with some recipes that are going in the Ninja cookbook.
There is one in the works, which hopefully will be a joint keto kitchen session with Mrs. Keto herself in a few weeks as well.
Cool.
And that could be done in the Ninja. That's what I'm aiming to do as well.
I love it now. I absolutely love it. I've had the oven on once since.
Well, Chris got the small one in January, was it? And he sold it within 6 months to get the big one.
Yeah, the big one. I think this is not a plug. This is not an advert, and we are not.
And it's not sponsored by Ninja either.
And it's not sponsored by Ninja. We are not on commission. We just think they're a little cool.
It's a good gadget. The thing I liked it for as well is if smaller kitchens, it's a big gadget, but it can actually replace about four other gadgets. So, in theory, you should actually have more space if you can get rid of the others. And I know definitely some of the people that bought them have done exactly that. They've gone from three gadgets down to one. So
I haven't got rid of anything yet. it's just an additional kitchen gadget. Let's talk about what you are hoping to do with keto. Personal sort of, what are your goals?
I set small goals. Yeah. I don't like to set a big lofty goal. I like to set the smaller goal and then hit it and then hit another one. So my next one's just to get this last stone gone by the holiday in November, fingers crossed.
Okay.
If we get to go. And I also want to get that 10K. My running suffered a bit the last few weeks because of weather, but I'm going to have to suck it up and just get out there in the rain and start doing it.
It's nice. I mean, during the summertime when it's so hot, I don't like running. I just don't like running. I, you know, today's a great day. You know, getting out sort of when it's cooler.
This would be too warm for me to run because Aberdeen's temperatures are that much cooler. I couldn't run in this. This is too warm for me. I don't know how you do it. No, it's too warm for me.
But a bit of rain. Bit of rain's it doesn't hurt. We'll use the same slogan. You're not made of sugar, so you know you ain't gonna dissolve when you go out.
My aim's 10K end of October, and then Daniel is very much trying to get me to do a half marathon next year, a year later. So I've got like just over a year to get up to that doing.
No, the half marathons usually are between sort of April and May, sort of. So you know. So marathon in October, yeah.
No, I think the one we're doing is end of October, September next year.
I put in for Manchester Marathon.
Yeah, which is April next year.
What's your bomb?
No, I've got a marathon in, hopefully, if I get into it.
So, yeah, so your goal was one of them. We talked about sort of doing a marathon.
Yeah, marathon in April in Manchester, yeah. But I think we've got the half marathon in Bournemouth.
Right.
In October next year.
Okay.
And we've got a 10K in...
In October this year, hopefully, yeah.
If everything's okay.
And what about your? Oh, well, because we're in a field and we're in a tent, we've got spiders all over us. Yeah. So go on. What about personal goal for you?
I think my goal is carry on with the running, and to get to a stage where. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you've suffered with
back issues.
Okay.
Yeah. And the run has definitely helped with that.
Right. Okay.
Definitely has. And obviously the weight's come down as well. Yeah. So it's what 2 stone and 3 quarters I've lost around about that.
Right. Okay. Cool.
So just under 3. And probably we've got another 4 to lose.
Did you start running just as you did keto?
I started running because of lockdown.
Yeah, sort of. Well, we opened up the Strava group, yeah, to sort of like
We got stood down at work, and I thought we can't sit here for a few weeks and not do anything.
Yeah,
and a few weeks was like 4.5 months nearly.
Yeah, well, in that time you've managed to sort of do your 10K, haven't you?
I think the big worry you had was even though we were still following keto and losing weight, we weren't actually doing anything with our fitness. We were just sat around the house all day every day with very little to do because at that point you weren't supposed to go out other than to the shops for essentials. And it was Daniel was really worried that should we suddenly get called back to work, because he walks a lot, we were going to basically be, well, stuffed, like out of breath and struggling walking up and down trains. And despite doing the exercise, I still struggled back on the train because it's different movement. I was using different muscles and everything. So if I'd not been exercising, I don't know about you, but I'd have really struggled back to work. So it's, yeah.
Right. Anyway, thank you very much, boys.
Thank you so much for having us.
It is fabulous that you've joined us as ambassadors. We were hoping that you'd say yes. We're stunned by sort of, you know, both your progress over these last few months. Your big supporters in the group. Your loads of help to everybody that comes in the group. Everyone that comes into the members group or non-members group. You're always there to sort of give a bit of help and advice and find the right info. And so we really appreciate everything that you do for us. We've said it before, say it again. You know, we wouldn't have grown the way we have without the support from people like yourselves.
But we need to thank you as well, because if we didn't find you, we wouldn't be in the situation where we are just now, you know, healthier, fitter.
Yeah. And for us, just looking at the pair of you, you know, again, sort of the fact that it was 6 months that we last saw you. The look in the pair of you, it's brilliant that the just a short space of time, the changes you've been able to make.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Until next time. Bye-bye.